Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned into the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here on the subject of humility, and I think in these times it does us well to do so, to consider this subject. And we've seen about many things. When we were with you last, we saw about the necessity of humility in a leader and the repentance of the Lord's children. There's humility in that. Humility of leadership is necessary and needed. Humility as a nation, that it not be, the Lord would ask us, how long will it be before you humble yourselves before me? We see in the Lord dealing with the nation of Israel that he did the things that he did to humble them, that they might know, that they might be proven. And as we experience the things that we're experiencing now with the COVID-19 virus, may we humble ourselves as a nation before the Lord, and may our Lord give us leadership, and may our leadership seek the face of God for the help that we need in dealing with this situation. To many, it may seem like pie in the sky, just a bunch of wishful things into the air. And that's, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But may we have faith in our Lord. May he give us wisdom to deal with things. And may we seek his face to help us with these trying times. Another point that we want to take a look at is here how Jesus speaks of humility. In Matthew chapter 23, verses 8 through 12, Jesus here speaks about humility in this regard. But be not ye called rabbi, for one is your master, even Christ, and all ye are brethren. And call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for one is your master, even Christ. But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. So we see here the seeking of terms, the seeking of religious names and titles. The Lord says, beware of that, being called master, rabbi, which is the term in Hebrew. Be not called rabbi, which is master, interpreted master, because the Lord Jesus is our master, the Lord Jesus Christ, and all of us are brethren. Don't call any man father upon the earth. Now, your own father that begat you, he is your father, and that is his title, and in that his name. But don't call any religious leader father. Now, that may upset many, but listen to what the Lord Jesus says, and call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. And so that's a robbery of the name of the Father, who he is, our Heavenly Father. And we call no man Father other than the ones that begot us and begat us indeed. This is all in religious context. And then don't be called masters, because one is your master, even Christ. And he says here that those that are greatest will be the servant of all in the kingdom. Those that exalt themselves, they'll be abased by the Lord himself. And he that shall humble himself before God and before men for the sake of the Lord shall be exalted. So if we seek to be exalted, if we seek to be lifted up in any way, understand it won't be by our own device. It will only be by humbling ourselves, submitting and humbling ourselves to our Lord, humbling ourselves to his work, putting others before ourselves in humility and representation of our Lord and the carrying forth of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the humility that is spoken to us in the scriptures. So back in our text verse, our Lord Jesus said, "Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven." And that's what the Lord calls us as his children, and rightly so. He calls those that he has saved his sheep, and those that are his, we are his sheep. And that's on purpose, because we need him, and we need to acknowledge our need of him, our continual need of him. Must we acknowledge unto him in every way. I'm encouraged by this verse. This has been a blessing to me for years and years. In Isaiah 57:15, listen to what the Lord God Almighty says, "For thus saith the high and lofty one," capital O-N-E, that's a name of the Lord, the one, "that inhabiteth eternity," that's where he lives, is in eternity, "whose name is holy," that's another name of God. He says, "I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit." That's who the Lord says he lives with the broken, that's what that word contrite, broken to self, sin, the world, the way of Satan, the way of man, broken to that and made alive in Christ Jesus, a humble in spirit like our Savior. He says, "I live with him that is broken of self, sin, the world, and so on, is humble in spirit, looking to the Lord for everything, following and obeying him in his will, way, and word." And he dwells there. He dwells there in eternity, in his habitation in eternity. He dwells there with the contrite and humble of spirit to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. He says, the one that inhabiteth eternity in that place, he dwells with him that is contrite and humble to revive him, to give him life. And that's what he does. He indeed gives us life through the Lord Jesus Christ. In James chapter 4, we're reminded as the children of God about this temptation that we have. "From whence come wars and fightings among you?" James 4:1. "Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight in war, yet ye have not because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust." And this is the way of the flesh, scratching and clawing and slathering to try to get what we want to satisfy this old flesh. Nothing satisfies. We just want. He says, verse 4, "Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of this world is enmity or hatred with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble." And so here he says, understand how it is within us. Child of God, don't be drawn away by that from which you've been saved. He said, the spirit that's within us, it lusteth the envy against the spirit of God. And he said, there's that wrangling and that wrestling within, and the flesh naturally is not humble. It's not humble, and the flesh just wants what it wants. And I tell you, remember that your old body, your old flesh, if you're saved, your soul is saved, your body is not. Your flesh is not saved. It just wants the same old things that it's always wanted. And the scripture tells us, the Lord tells us, it's got to be mortified. It's got to be pinned down like the mortician does the dead body. And so we need that. The word tells us that the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. There's a jealousy between the spirit of God and the natural way of the flesh and of man. "But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to unto the humble. And so we need to be humble. May we be humble as his children. The scripture that's quoted here is Proverbs 3:34. God resisteth the proud, and we need to remember that. Pride will get us nowhere with the Lord, but humility and looking to him. Not a false humility as we've looked at in these broadcasts and in this study, but humility before God and looking to him and resting in him. And James 4:7, it goes on, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, there's humility, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. There's drawing nigh to God, there's humility. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness because of our sins. Let us repent of our sins before God as individuals and our families, as a county, as a state, as a nation. We've got sins before God. Humble yourselves, therefore, in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. We see here in verse 7 what's going to lead us on to our next subject in the broadcast is submission. He says, submit yourselves therefore to God. You know, that's what humility will cause, is submission unto the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 5, where we've touched on verse 5 already, we read on there from verse 5 and on. 1 Peter 5. Verse 5, likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility, as we've seen. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. You see that? Can you see that? Comprehend that? The mighty hand of God that is on us. Is the mighty hand of God upon us as his children? Is the mighty hand of God upon us as in our families? Is the mighty hand of God upon us in our counties, in our states, and in our nation? Humble ourselves before and under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Submission. Humility that leads to submission and rest in the Lord. He giveth grace to the humble. He doesn't give gracious, is not gracious to the proud. He resisteth the proud. And in our dealing with this virus, individually and in our families and our communities and our state and nation, may we pray that we deal with this in a humble way before God, that we would submit to him. That our submission would be known, our humility before God would be known, that we would humble ourselves under his mighty hand. His hand is upon all and upon all things. He knows all things. And may we submit to him. May we humble ourselves before him. What's he say? Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. And certainly this is the case with the children of God. He cares for us. But may we humble ourselves before him. May we be found filled with biblical humility and not religious facade humility. But may we humble ourselves under his mighty hand and know that he will deliver us, know that he will exalt us in due time, knowing that he cares for us. May we cast our care upon him. If you're under the hearing of my voice and you're not saved, we point you to our Lord Jesus Christ. Cast the care of your sin and your need of your soul upon him and him alone. He's the Savior of sinners. You can trust him. You can rest in him. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Repent of your sins before God and believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for the salvation of your soul. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-7000. 3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.